Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this unit have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Do you have a job?
No.
You got money?
No.
Do you have a woman?
No.
Do you have any prospects?
No.
You got anything on the horizon?
No.
Do you have any action at all?
No.
Do you have any conceivable reason for even getting up in the morning?
I like to get the daily news.
Greetings and cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Map Man coming to you live from my palatial digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, a mere few hundred miles away to my right, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, people of the internet all around the world. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios in Redneckville, Arkansas. Not to be confused with, apparently, there's a Redneckville, Colorado. Just found that out earlier this week.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
And I see that my chat room shows that there's no Matt Man, but there is a mic in there. Say hold of the mic.
Well, maybe I should refresh because...
Was that a bad idea?
Well, floating the room. Are you still there? Okay.
There you are.
Yeah,
there you are.
Mic. I had no mic.
Yeah.
Well,
you can't.
Good.
You can't not have a mic. Jeez.
Life without mic would just be exciting.
Awful. Awful. It'd be awful.
It would be.
So okay. Anyway.
Well, anyway,
that was
some
exciting radio right there.
That was good old BTR. Raining over me like, well, everything else.
Oh, I know it.
So how's your weekend going there, Jay?
Oh, it's going all right.
Really?
And I, you know, about as well as can be expected. Arkansas won. Wasn't a pretty win, but, you know, it counts. A win is a win.
Yeah.
I guess so. You know, I mean, if you, you know, beat Ole Miss by only 5 points, but whatever.
Yeah. At least
how's your weekend going?
Well, it's going fine, and at least you got to watch the game.
Because I have TV.
I know. I have a TV. It doesn't work, but I have one.
Right now,
I am talking to you from the middle of a inside of a great big empty.
Empty.
Yeah, that's it. Empty. It's just empty here. No sound. No love. No picture.
Do you have any prospects for a new TV in the future?
Actually, we do. We got one today. It's sitting on the floor. Whether it works or not, we'll find out after the show.
Oh. Is it one of those great big huge console TVs from the 70s? Because I love those things, man.
Yeah, I know you. I know you do. And I'm sure Mike still has his Zenith from 1957. That has the 12-inch screen and weighs 3,000 pounds. No, this only weighs 200 pounds. So,
oh, well,
you know, we'll, yeah.
Comparatively light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only herniated two discs while bringing it up the stairs today.
Are you going to set it on top of the old TV? Because that's really, that's a pretty classy look.
Well, I would, except it would probably touch the ceiling if I did, because the old one, while tall, you know, I'll take that down. Hope it doesn't drop through the floor when I set it down off the table.
Hey, Mike says that he could send you a TV. Shipping charges would only be $8,300 on that behemoth, but, you know.
And he called me Maddie in the chat room, which is kind of disturbing. It's cute, but disturbing coming from Mike.
When I was in college, one of my roommate's parents gave us their big Curtis Mathis console floor TV. It was just massive, and it crapped out on us, and so we got another one and just put it on top of that one because we weren't about to move that thing again. In fact, when we moved out, we just left it. It's like, you know, we're gonna lose the deposit anyway because there's holes all in the wall where the dartboard was.
Well, you know what you could have done? You could have broken out the screen and filled it with a bunch of different stuff. It'd be like a time capsule.
Well, when we had the dog, I guess we could have taken the screen out and turned it into a little doghouse. That would have been cute.
That would have been
surprised,
cute.
Surprised nobody's done that on those home improvement shows. Well, we had a guest in the room for about 10 seconds there.
Yeah, I know. I hope
apparently,
I hope he or she saw that I said hi to him.
Yeah, apparently they're not a fan of Curtis Mathis TVs.
Exactly.
Maybe they used to work for Curtis Mathis before they went out of business.
Yes. We do have Kimikins in the chat room now.
Well, hello to Kimikins.
Yeah, and I have a shout-out to give today. You know, we like to start our show off on a positive note. A shout-out to my brother Marty, who at 20 till 9 this morning gave me a ring and said, meet him at the door, and there he was with donuts and hand-me-down clothes.
It's like a delivery from the Salvation Army.
It was. To which I told him when I looked at the donuts, I said, what, no cream-filled? Cheap bastard.
No sprinkles either? Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah, this is a colorful presentation.
All right. Hey, and there's Average Chick.
There's Average Chick.
And a guest. Oh, we are rolling now.
This is huge.
Might get a little flustered.
Might. Going to have performance anxiety now. Or as Hank Williams would say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I've got a little shout out I want to do to the person I usually give a shout out to, my BFF, the lovely, the talented Warrior Cat, who is watching LSU stomp Auburn on mute and listening to the show via her iPad.
Oh, that is very sweet.
And I tell you what, you know, for her to mute LSU football for us, that makes me feel good right there.
That's big right there.
That's heartwarming right there.
Mm-hmm. It's something else warming, too. All I bet she's sitting there and just smiling at the big wind, sucking on a Marlboro Light just so.
Wearing an LSU football jersey and nothing else.
There you go. Although a pair of rolled down white socks would be cute.
Well, you got to keep the feet warm this time of year.
Yes.
So we
okay,
have a
back,
big
back
we have a big
now.
And creepy show for y'all this week. We're kind of just wasting time right now waiting for
It looks like we have a call. Let me take this call, Jay.
You go ahead and do that.
772, you're with Stupid.
Hi.
Hi.
This
and
is Carrie
this?
From Florida.
Carrie from Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, Carrie, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. And I'll tell you what, Carrie, can you hold on the line while I bring in our next caller?
Absolutely.
All right. 937, you're with Stupid. Go ahead.
Hi there, Cream of Hamstrings.
And who might this be?
Hi, I'm Ted Williams.
Oh, hey, Daddy. How you doing?
I'm fine. Would this be my son Rhino, a.k.a. the creepy kid next door?
It sure is.
Well,
creepy and sexy as ever.
Of course you are. You're a man
oh, yeah,
now,
you
aren't
know it. Yep. Hey, I do have a question for you, though, Dad. Have you ever had that problem when your hair gets all poofy? Never mind.
Not really.
You haven't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Actually, you've seen me of late, and I'm kind of starting to look like Oral Roberts.
I don't know who that is.
Of course you don't. And I'm glad.
Isn't he a basketball team?
Yes. Yes, honey.
Not.
He's a basketball
Yeah, that's exactly
team.
What he is.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Coached by Scott Sutton, the son of Eddie Sutton.
Come on.
Yeah. Honey, there's a delay. You got to get used to it.
Ah.
Okay. So your birthday is Monday, right?
I believe so.
Okay. Okay. And you're going to be 17?
Oh, yeah.
Why do you say it like that?
Because I can. Do I need another explanation?
Of course you don't. Jay?
Just saying.
Excuse me, Rhino?
Yeah.
I think Jay has a little something for you.
Well, tell him to go ahead.
Oh. Well, I tell you what, Rhino, I had my little hidden tape recorder today, and I heard someone out purchasing some stuff getting ready for your birthday party.
Oh.
Yes, I'll take this teddy bear, this ruler, this piece of string, and this cardboard box.
You keep an eye out for him, all right?
Yeah. Well, that's frightening. That's frightening.
Mm-hmm. So any big plans tonight or anything? Or are you guys just hanging out?
Tonight. You know, just kind of chilling, you know? Just chilling.
And then a big party tomorrow over at Mammy and Pappy's?
No, actually. We have decided to move that. So,
really?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
A little info would be nice.
I'm terribly sorry. We're going to get
that
to you, but...
We also have another present for you, so stand by for just a second, okay?
Okay.
The lovely Miss Carrie. Miss Carrie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
And how's everything going for you tonight?
Good, very good.
Good. And you're 17 years old, I hear?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Are you a junior?
I'm a senior.
Oh, I know. So anyway, I asked your mom if you'd do something for Rhino tonight, and
mm-hmm.
you're willing to go ahead and do that even after hearing him?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Rhino, buddy,
what?
Rhino, you hold on and just listen, okay?
Yes, sir.
Carrie, the airwaves are yours.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ryan. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
So, Carrie, you can stay on the line if you want.
All right.
That's up to you. Let me ask you a question, though. And for folks who don't know, Carrie, I went to school with her mom. Does your mom still have all that big red hair?
It's more brown now, but yeah, it's still curly.
Yeah, well, either way, that's hot.
Dude, really?
Hey, so Rhino,
you doing this right now?
Yeah, we're doing this right now. So Jay had a question for you, Rhino.
Yeah.
I did?
So, yeah, you were going to ask him about his impressions.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to ask him if he's working on any new impressions. Anything good you've been working on?
No. There's this whole school thing that goes on, kind of preoccupied with that.
Really? You let that get in the way, do you?
Yeah.
Which is nice to hear, because that's never been heard in my time since you've, been born.
Dude, really?
Yeah. Hey, how's it feel to be 17 now and you're like 6'2" and what, 175? And after 17 years, you can finally probably beat me up.
Well, actually, I'm 16 years, 363 days. But yeah, I do. I feel great. I feel like I've gotten to the point in my life where, like, I've accomplished all that I can in 16 years, 363 days. I feel fulfilled, you know?
Do you really?
Like, yeah, like, you know, when Moses wrote the beginning of the Bible, he was like, man, look at that. Like, I did. I feel like I wrote the beginning of the Bible. That's what I feel like right now.
Well, since you said that, from now on, I'm going to start calling you Genesis.
Okay.
You know, I got to say, I'm really impressed with his level of modesty and humility.
Yeah.
Refreshing.
A lot of people tell me that.
And they laugh when they do.
I'm probably the best there is at being modest.
Anything else you would like to say to Carrie for taking the time out of her day to do this?
I would just like to say thank you, and you have a lovely day.
Oh, thank you. Happy birthday.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Happy day.
Sweet. So, I'll be over tomorrow after work.
Okay.
And we can hang out.
All right.
If you want to. I know you're 17 now.
No, it's fine. It's fine, you know. We're cool. We're cool. You're still in.
Well, as long as you're not out in public with him, right?
No, nah, well, CVS were allowed there because that's fun.
That was
CVS
fun.
Is fun.
So was J.C. Penney a couple years ago.
Oh yeah, that was great. Or
and
funerals.
We always,
we're great at funerals.
We do have fun at funerals. We shouldn't, but we do.
We do.
Well, sport. Yeah. Anything
yes,
else?
Dad.
Anything else?
No.
You want
to
do a
I'm
little...
just gonna have to hang up and hit that old dusty trail.
Well, before you go, give us a little of your farmer.
Yeah. Hadn't rained in 3 days. Mm-hmm. Really kind of disappointing. All the cows have run away. All the roosters started running around and cock-a-doodle-dooling in the middle of the night. Got me all off my sleep patterns. Had to go into town. Saw that they're selling apples for 69 cents. Put me out of business. It takes so... Do they really know how long it takes to make an apple, plant an apple tree? I swear, half these apples ain't even real. Mm-hmm. So I have to kill somebody or something. You know, maybe become... Maybe get Tom Cruise to use his powers, bring down some crop circles, and maybe I can get some publicity out here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not your best work, but we'll go with that.
You know, you put me on the spot every time. I feel, you know, as far as you just, like, tell me, do something right now, you know. I can't be expected to be funny 24/7.
Yeah, well, wait till you
I keep
get married.
Telling the same thing.
Wait, hey, pal, wait till you get married. Then you'll be told to do something on the spot every minute of your life.
Huh.
Okay. Well, pal, I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
I love
Happy
you.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Oh, wait, what? Thank you. I'm sorry, I forgot where I was for a second.
Of course you did.
All right, see ya.
Love you, pal.
Bye, Dad.
Bye. Okay. That was the Rhino Man. And Terry, you're still on the line?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You know, you've gotten no voice time, so is there anything you'd like to say or anything?
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
Really? Now, isn't he kind of someone your age you would never want to date?
Oh, you can't ask me that on the radio.
Oh, I just did.
I don't know. I don't know him.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that was a little mean, asking her a question like that in front of our vast worldwide audience.
Yes. So what are you going to do after you graduate, Carrie?
I'm going to go to college, and I'm thinking I want to be in the field of music or theater, but don't know what to do yet.
Any school in mind?
I really like Stetson University. It's in DeLand, Florida. It's about a half an hour north of Orlando.
Aren't there sports teams called the Top Hats or something?
Yeah, they're the Hatters.
Oh, they are the Hatters. I was just being funny.
No, they're the Hatters.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, it's no problem.
Oh, no, and you sounded wonderful.
Thank you.
And now you've got a really great and weird life experience to tell all your friends about.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. And thanks for calling in. Tell your mom thanks, and I'm sure I'll talk to her, too, about.
Okay. I will.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Carrie.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, well, thank you.
And there you have it. Isn't that nice? Bringing
that
people together
nice.
On I'm with Stupid.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun time.
Yeah, it was. And Carrie hung up, so now I can say, that was hot.
Yep. Yep. I just went, oh, Lord, 25 minutes of being sure not to be inappropriate. I don't like having to do that.
Well, and I'll tell you, Jay, my estimate was right. The frivolity would only last half the live stream, so I was really close, as it lasted 90% of the live stream.
Yep. But you know what? The phone lines are still open if somebody wanted to get in here before the live stream ended.
Yeah, especially someone who's mean and angry and would like to just make fun of kids. They could call in at 661-244-9852, which is what we are going to do in
yeah.
just a minute.
Well, because sitting there talking to those two lovely high school kids, just, you know, I mean, it's fun while it lasts, and then after they hang up, you immediately start thinking about, how great it was back when I was that age, and I thought I had potential. And,
yeah. All full of optimism and joy.
Exactly. Had a positive outlook on life, and, you know, things generally went my way, and even if they didn't, it didn't matter, because I was young.
Yeah. It's like this past Monday when I woke up and the TV didn't work. When I was like their age, that's okay. Mom and Dad will get me a new one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You just go over to somebody else's house and watch TV.
Exactly.
There are all kinds of options.
Yeah. And now what are you left with?
Having me do the play-by-play over the phone for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and which heartache.
Yeah, there you go. Glad you picked up on that one, Jay.
Yeah. Well, we've only done that bit, you know, a couple of thousand times. I'm still working on getting the timing down.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Hey.
Yes. Oh, let me get that. We have a caller. Oh, my God. Oh, I bet it. 772,
yeah.
You're with Stupid.
Hey, Stupid.
Yes.
It's your old high school classmate calling.
With this
mother
the,
of Carrie.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just called to say thanks for behaving while she was on hold there.
Of course. We're always behaved. We're well behaved.
Yes.
But now that, now that she...
I have stories. You know.
Well, I was just going to say, now that she's off the line and you're on the line, this
no,
could
no,
get
because...
ugly.
No. Because if she can still go on and hear what I say, then it ain't happening.
Okay.
We were all very good kids in high school. We were nerds, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we were.
I know you.
She's rolling her eyes at me.
In school all day and then hit the library in the evening, right?
Of course.
Exactly.
Of
yes.
course. The library. Yeah, the kids can't use that excuse today because they've got the internet and all that jazz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I was in high school, after school, go to the library, then home, eat dinner, study, and go straight to bed.
You know it. We used to be afraid to go downstairs in the library because everybody said there was ghosts down there. In the library.
I spent most of my time behind the library.
Wait a minute, which one?
Warder.
You were a nice kid.
Oh.
Really?
Are you totally had me fooled?
No, and
speechless,
I'm still nice.
Huh? I left you speechless.
Well, it did a little bit. Yeah, I'm still very nice. People love me.
Yes.
They find me to be amiable.
Nice as in behavior-wise, not just pleasant.
Exactly. Did you hear that, Jay?
Yeah,
she's
I don't think
too.
She's... I appreciate her coming on and wanting to be positive and nice about things, but
that's okay.
It's not necessary, really.
I'm just glad my daughter didn't say my hair was brown instead of gray, you know.
But as I told her, either way.
But at least I got hair, so there.
Yeah, you know, that was just hurtful. That was
hurtful. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I take it all back.
That's okay.
So how are things in the armpit of Ohio?
Oh, I can see this is kind of a cloud over my head show.
Well, your theme is self-pity party, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but
yeah,
we didn't need it to be so truthful.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go back to sugarcoating it. And you went to church every Sunday and Saturday and night of the week and before school and after school and All-State, Mr. All-American everything, and at least you got A's. I know you were smart, right?
Thank you. Yes, I was. Hi,
you there you go. Smarter than me. That's why I'm surprised you're doing this for a living.
Jesus criminy. Oh, my God. We have another caller on the line, too. Let's bring old Tiffany. You stay right there. And 314, you're on with Stupid.
Oh, you hit the button. I didn't hit the button.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Matt.
Oh, Mike,
hey,
didn't
Mike?
Hit the one. He just wanted to listen in.
That's what I thought I was going to be doing.
That's a little creepy.
Well, since you're on the air, say,
doesn't that number start with 900 or something?
Mike, since you're on the air, you say hi to Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, and Tiffany, he's not being.
I'm glad I'm not the only listener right now.
Well, that's as excited as he gets too. So.
Is Mike from the armpit of Ohio too?
Oh,
no. He's from the armpit of St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Misery.
Oh,
my fellow Cardinals.
Well, then
fan.
The pity party theme is just for you, you know.
I've been waiting for the pity party, and it hasn't happened. They've been having too much fun.
Yeah, give them time. They'll run out of beer.
No, we have a couple of more beers, and then it'll really start. Oh, my life sucks.
Hey, guess what I found in Florida the other day?
What?
Some other Ohioan who we went to school with lives near me and told me about this. Little King's Cream Ale.
Well.
Yes, imported from Ohio.
That's right. And for those of you who don't know about that, Little Kings is produced by the Shanling Brewing Company in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. It was also the 3.2% beer of choice for those underage kids that we never hang out with in high school.
Exactly.
It's just the rumor you heard, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, when your friend gave you a ride home and there was all those little tiny bottles in the back seat, you know.
Mom must have put those there. So, Mike, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay.
Oh, God.
Pity me.
<God. Uh-oh.
laughs> That's why I called in. I want pity.
You called the
I
right
feel
place.
Sorry for you.
Because we are a couple of empathetic, you know what?
Yeah, right. Oh, I just got done writing a bitch blog for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The Medicare. I got my Medicare card today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I want to thank you guys for paying for that, too.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. And what's the one number they tell you not to carry in your wallet ever? Ever. Your Social Security number. Guess what the Medicare number is?
Hey, it's your Social Security number.
It is.
Another brilliant
move
by our government.
Yep. So I've been sitting here shooting off emails to my senators and representatives asking them to get that changed.
Hey, you know, I emailed my my senator, one of my senators, Senator Mark Pryor, a couple years ago, and he responded by sending me a thing telling me how I can donate to his campaign.
Well, Jay, maybe when you emailed him, you shouldn't have said, "What are you wearing?"
No, that was the email I sent to Blanche Lincoln.
Oh, Blanche.
Sounds like a picture I need to look up.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. She wears these oversized trucker shirts and pulls her jeans up under her boobs. She is sexy.
The modern BC's girlfriend.
She's washboard pretty.
Claudia says hi.
Hi, Claudia.
Hello, Claudia.
Yeah.
They're saying hi back.
So tell me, how's life down there in Florida?
Not bad. Actually, it wasn't hot today, which was nice. Life is crazy. Got a kid, got a dog, 1.5 husbands, you know. Actually, I don't know if you know on the old Facebook thing, I was, I was pulling for some sister wives. You ever see that show on TV, Sister Wives?
Yes.
Yes, but I did put the disclaimer on there. I'm not gay, which I have no problem with gay people, but I just really wanted some more people here to help me cook and clean and take care of all the stuff so I could have some fun for a change.
Well, there you go. Hey, Mike, what are you doing? Mike, maybe you could help out.
Somebody said sister husbands, but I'm like, no, that's too much work.
Well, Mike's not really a husband anyway, so, you know.
Mike is very useful around the house.
He is very. And Tiffany, if you ever need anything researched, he's our Google Meister. Oh, God.
Oh, really? I love Google. Google's my favorite verb.
Blanche is a cutie.
Oh, my God, Mike.
I'm going to go let you have your boy talk now.
Straight out of the 1950s.
Oh, you're done?
I'm done.
You're done?
I'm done. I said what I had to say, and now you're probably going to talk about something like football and boobs, and I'm out.
No,
guys don't like to hear that from girls.
What?
We saved the last 8 minutes of our show to talk about the Pythagorean theorem.
Right.
This is a highbrow show.
Okay, so now you're going to be down to one listener.
Well, we usually are.
Actually, it's a unibrow show, but...
No, I'm not there yet. Call me back in a couple years.
Well, Tiffany, if you're going, I truly do want to thank you for getting a hold of me last night,
and
your daughter for calling in. That was sweet.
She's a good sport.
And she has a great voice.
Yes, she does.
Thank you. She's,
you do, too.
She actually just got invited to sing the national anthem at the air show down here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep. She's a singer.
Right.
Sounds better in real life than in person, though. Trust me.
So do we.
I had a plan. I wanted her
to
go on the road,
actually.
And I was going to sell T-shirts, you know, and she was going to be the rock star, but she's not going for it.
Well, when I was listening to her sing Happy Birthday, I had the sound turned up a little bit, and Claudia was in the other room, and she goes, "Hey, who's that singing?"
Wow.
Thought she was good, too.
She's your first almost famous person? Is that what you're telling me on the show?
Yeah.
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 Cool.
And I tell you, when she records her first CD, we'll have her on to promote it to our vast and diverse worldwide audience.
Awesome. Hopefully people
whether
you
want
that.
Us to or not.
Yeah, there you go. Cool. Yeah, that's down the road. We got to pay for college first.
There you go.
Bye, boys. Have fun.
Okay, the archives will be up on I'm With Stupid and our Facebook pages if she wants to hear herself. Because she did sound great.
Probably not, but thank you. No, she's self-conscious.
Oh.
Well. All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right.
I'll call you and harass you again someday.
All right.
All right. Night, guys. Bye.
Bye.
We take it any way we can get it.
Man. We may have to. She needs to be a regular caller. That's a great voice.
It is. Another 1-900 voice.
Yes.
Ah. That's just what the show needs. Somebody with a sexy voice.
Yeah, we do need somebody with a sexy voice. Boy, did I get a glare.
Speaking of 1-900, how's she doing? I keep calling one.
Well, Mike, you go ahead. I'm going to give the phone to Shmoop. Shmoop, you just listen in to the boys.
What am I listening into, boys?
No, we're talking about you.
How you doing?
What you wearing?
I'm wearing my pink boxers.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Goodness. Hi, Mike.
Hey there.
How are you?
I got on my red whitey tighties for the Cardinals.
Oh God.
Oh my God, the Cardinals.
I get ready to tell Matt. I keep calling 1-900 Beth, and nothing ever happens.
You know,
I can't figure that out.
Well, I'm just not brave enough yet, Mike. I told him that last night. I said, I wish I was brave enough. I could make some money.
Beth,
oh
sure.
Yeah.
Oh. That was a telephone joke, and it missed. See, 1-900 Beth is not enough digits to go anywhere.
I know that, dear. I wasn't going to encourage you.
So now we could hold a contest and have everybody come up with the 900 number. What it said.
There you go.
I think so.
You know, 1-900 Hot Beth.
Ooh.
That'd work. That would work.
I like it.
Yeah?
You guys going to call?
Do we get a discount?
I'd call. I'd call you via my Google account. I wonder if I could call 900 numbers on that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yes, you guys get a discount. Although I'll call Claudia later.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, you get a discount until you say something that makes her say, oh, you know what? That's just going a little too far, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on.
All right.
Well, you know, it's funny. This show had nothing. The show title had nothing to do with the show.
I got
you
one
that,
pity
huh?
in. I got one pity in there.
Yes, you did, and we appreciate that, Mike.
Well, sometimes you just have to go with the flow.
Yes.
Yeah. No matter how much you plan and prepare, you just, you know, it all gets blown to smithereens. But
yeah,
it was still a good show, though.
It was. It was almost as good as the 20 days that I was an insurance agent. And the company I joined, boy, that's a soul-sucking job. They sent me out to Phoenix, specifically Scottsdale, for 5 days training. I got there. It was 100 degrees, and it was great. And then I'm there for 4 more days. 3 of the 4, I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, and it frickin' rained. How often does it rain in Scottsdale, Arizona?
That little cloud followed you out there.
Yes, it did.
So we got about 30 seconds left.
Okay. So I'm
maybe next week we'll do our pity party.
Well, no, next week's Halloween, baby.
Oh, it's Halloween. That's right. We got to.
It's going to be a spooktacular.
Oh, yeah. So, all right. Well,
Bye-bye.
Thanks,
see
Mike.
See you, Mike.
All right.
And Matt Mann, great show.
Always, Dave. Bye.
All right. Talk to you whenever.